T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For the best baseball show you're ever going to find on the radio.
Ball, point, ball, net, net, ball, net, done.
Rob Bradford of WEEI.com and Steve Peralt of the Section 10 Podcast are making the greatest game great again, 2 hours at a time.
We have some pillows. We have some pillows on the dirt.
No football, no basketball, no hockey. Just the most entertaining baseball talk you've ever experienced. It's the live BP baseball show.
If you hit the man with the ball, then he may run to the pillows.
With Bradford and Peralt on EEI.
Hey, Chris, J.D. Martinez had said he wanted to play for the Red Sox for years to come. How about you? Do you want to retire as a Red Sox?
100%. I got nowhere else to go. Got nowhere else to be. And he's, like I said, I mean, this place is top-notch. They're unbelievable. And I like it here. I love it here. I feel comfortable here. They take care of me. They take care of my family. And we win. Check the books, man. Check the books. We win. So that's what we're here to do, and that's what we do a lot of. So I'd like to get back to that.
All right, can we get the T-shirts? Can we do the Check the Books T-shirts?
Check the Books made me laugh because it's like, well, I just checked the books here. It looks like you lose a lot, actually.
Yeah.
It's a lot of losses.
Yeah. So that was Chris Sale on the Greg Hill Show yesterday. Ken Laird asking the question that I gave him, by the way.
It's a good question.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, shout out to Ken. I like how he asked it.
He did. He did a good job. He did a good job of executing, got a good answer. But just check the books, they win. But the big question, Steve,
yes,
can they win in this division? There's been a lot of change in this division, the American League East. But suddenly this week, something came up which might be one of the biggest changes of them all, which, by the way, I'm guessing if you did an analytics search on Twitter, on Instagram, on blogs, this probably got more interest than anything else this week.
Aaron Judge showed up to spring training with brand new teeth. And I'm not going to lie, I have a lot of thoughts. First off, I had tweeted out that I thought it was weird to just get new teeth. I think that concept's a little strange, which is like, bang, I have new teeth. Like, that's, it doesn't, it just, it feels strange to me to see that. But if you're Aaron Judge, a guy that's been a quote-unquote star in the major leagues, you're known for that mouth. Like, that's part of your face. That's part of your appearance. So just to show up with new teeth, I thought was strange. I thought that was a very strange thing. But damn, he looks good, which sucks. He looks good.
You're trying to work yourself up into this. What a bad
move.
No,
but I have to be honest.
This is terrible.
I have to be honest. He looks way better with the new teeth.
Of course
he
does.
I'm just weirded out by the concept of someone just showing up like, boom, I got new teeth.
So I don't know if you know this, but Aaron Judge makes a lot of money, right?
Yes.
So I have terrible teeth, and I didn't really realize this until I asked my parents. I said, why didn't I get braces? And they said, because we couldn't afford them. Which was a fair answer. I'm like, okay, it is what it is. And at this point, I'm not going to be that guy walking around with braces. I'm sorry.
It's too late. You definitely can't be like an adult.
But I would entertain new teeth. I would entertain new teeth.
You would?
Yeah, I think I would.
At this point, though, like, really?
Yeah.
And I say at this point, like, anytime over, what, 25? I don't know. I just feel like it's odd to just show up to camp with new teeth.
Very public. I mean, very public persona.
He is a public figure. Like Aaron
obviously, because we're talking about him, right?
No, I know, but I'm just saying, Aaron Judge, I don't want to say, I mean, you could make an easy case in 2017, whatever, when he became like an enormous deal. he was the face of baseball. He was the guy that was talked about the most, especially leading up to the All-Star break. My goodness. And all of a sudden, he just shows up to camp. He's got new teeth. I'm like, what is this?
So we are the only baseball show, I believe, in the country that also has on our staff a dentist.
Yeah.
And his name is Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Always good to talk to Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff, before I forget, and you can just follow him at Dr. Jeff, right, on Twitter, one of the best follows around.
Yes, you can follow me, Dr. Jeff Lowe, and we talk about everything, sports, oral hygiene, teeth, everything.
So everything. And
everything you'd ever want to know.
Because you aren't paid just by us to be our dentist. What is your other practice? What do you want to pub?
I am an orthodontist. I actually am an orthodontist. I have closed many spaces over the years. So when I looked at this, I said, holy cow, he's got new teeth. He really doesn't have all new teeth. But yes, I am an orthodontist.
So how does this work? I mean, there's so many questions to sort of pick through, but how does this work when Aaron Judge walks into the office, and there is a term for the sort of the spacing of his teeth before, and I want to make this very diastema. Okay,
yeah, I knew that.
Diastema.
Yeah, of course you did. But I want to make this very clear. I am pro Aaron Judge. As I just said, if I could do it, I would do it.
Can do it.
But
he's going to set an appointment up like right now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, again, kids, college, and everything else. I mean, it'd be a hard sell, but. But I would just ask this, like, how big a deal is this to do?
Well, that's an excellent question, and believe it or not, I've spent probably the last 4 to 6 hours trying to find out who he saw, what kind of procedure it was, did he have any orthodontics before he got the new teeth, did he have any perio surgery as well, maybe, before he got the new teeth. And it looks like, looking at the photographs that I've been going through all over the internet, it looks like he has new either crowns or veneers on his front teeth, from the central incisor to the lateral to the cuspid on both the left side and also on the right side. I don't know if they are big. I don't know if they are teeth that cover the whole tooth. I don't know if it's only one of the coverings on the teeth in the front. But I am trying to get all this information because I know how important this is.
You're on our tooth beat. and the biggest question, before Steve chimes in, but the biggest question, and maybe this is a question you're going to ask, how much does it cost?
That was my question, Rob.
All right, Jeez. Steve, ask.
All right, so you didn't just hear that, Jeff. So, I don't know, I'm just sitting here thinking, right? How much does something like this cost, right? Like, Aaron Judge obviously has a lot of money. If your average person wants to just get new teeth, which, again, I think is a weird concept. I understand why, but I think showing up to spring with new teeth is kind of bizarre. How much does it cost?
It can cost anywhere from, right now, it's probably an average of probably $2,000 to $4,000 a tooth.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
If you add everything in.
Oh, my.
Like I said, I don't know exactly what treatment he had. I have not seen him. I have not examined him. But usually, if you add everything up, it could be about that. But don't forget, the Major League Baseball Players Association has great insurance.
That is nuts to me. I did some quick math. There's a chance he spent like $40,000 to $50,000.
No, but he got the insurance. He got the MLB insurance.
They cover
would that cover that, Jeff?
They cover teeth?
Jeff, does that cover it?
It covers a lot.
I don't know. That covers new teeth? I don't know, Jeff.
Yes, believe it or not, it covers a lot of stuff.
Wow.
So we got to look back at who in Major League Baseball is the next, because this we talk about Tom Brady setting example for guys leaving teams? Like, Aaron Judge is setting example for guys in Major League Baseball to use the insurance to get new teeth.
If Major League Baseball covers it, there's a lot of guys in the bigs that have crappy teeth that should get that done immediately. Like, I'm stunned that that covers it. That's crazy, Jeff.
Now the most important part of this whole thing is, you know, you're just saying, yeah, it's new teeth, it's a new look, he looks great. But he's had that space for his whole life.
Yeah.
What's that going to do? And I'm we're going to look into this at the Sabermetrics. We're going to look this how he hit in his home run production before when he had the space and how it is now after the space.
You think aerodynamically it's like there's been wind blowing through his teeth and now it's
it could be a habit that he has maybe of going in between those teeth, you know, in it. There's so many questions here that people are going to, you know, if he gets into spring training and all of a sudden he's not hitting well, he doesn't have the home run power, we're going to have to open up the space.
How different. Can you imagine if he showed up another day? Like, I just went back to my spaces. Like, how different does it feel, Jeff? Like that's what you were talking about, right? I mean,
it's up to the individual. And how, don't we, he's had the space his whole life.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, there's no space there.
Yeah.
This is probably the number one ingredient for maybe the Red Sox can really do so well, because people are going to be so focused on what's going on at the Yankees. I mean, this is a big story.
This is actually Jeff. This is a part of the story I didn't even factor in. Everyone is obviously going to be paying attention to Aaron Judge's teeth, and that. There's a really lengthy drama going on there, and the Red Sox can kind of sneakily win the division.
In all seriousness, if Aaron Judge gets off to a slow start, and it's like, let's say that, hey, you know what? You know, it has nothing to do with the teeth, but we're going to introduce that.
Stupidly enough, people will say it's because of his teeth.
No, it's not stupid. You just heard Jeff.
It's stupid. It's teeth. But Jeff, I appreciate all the effort that you have put into this.
I really have. It is amazing after I looked into it a lot more. But yeah, and the funny thing is, I have had patients where we had put the braces on, everything looks great at the end, we put the retainers in, and they said, you know what, I actually would like to have the space again. And we had to open up the space.
That's
so it's
crazy.
Not
they went back
uncommon.
And got it opened up afterwards? That's nuts.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I know.
Well, Jeff, we're going to loop back with you if that's all right with when we get going in spring training and see Aaron Judge. So you are the best orthodontist correspondent on any baseball program's payroll in the history of the medium of radio. Congratulations!
It is an honor.
All right,
thanks.
All right.
Jeff.
It's an honor to be with you guys.
We'll loop back, Jeff. All right. That's Dr. Jeff. Man, he overproduced, didn't he?
I am very impressed that he did his homework. Like, he was looking into who, you know, fixed these teeth. Like, who was behind the scenes. The fact he didn't laugh once.
No,
while saying
he was serious.
That if his teeth, you know, were the same and he was producing, then it would be fine. But now he has new teeth, and let's say he does poorly out of the start of the season, it's because of the teeth.
I couldn't believe that.
I genuinely couldn't believe that he didn't say that and also laugh afterwards. But realistically, yeah, when you're swinging, I'm trying to think of, like, what's going on with your mouth hitting.
No, it's just the comfort level.
No, I know, but he might have been talking the aerodynamics. There's a breeze going through that gap. That gap in Aaron Judge's teeth was very wide. It was super ugly, and obviously he was self-conscious about it because he got it fixed.
Well, all I know is that we did God's work today.
Yes.
So,
I mean, who else is calling up a dentist to try to get the
behind the
scenes?
Well, this is why we have Dr. Jeff on retainer on this show.
Yeah, clearly.
For moments exactly like this.
I'm impressed. He did his homework. He was ready to go, and he's going to do more homework. That's the thing. He's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
We are absolutely looping back with Dr. Jeff. All right. We got trending now coming up. We're going to also get back into the conversation. I do want to talk a little bit about all the interviews that have been taking place over the course of the week, including yesterday, including I know some people are riled up about the Ottavino thing. I know they are.
Oh, absolutely.
About the Ted Williams thing. Anything you want to talk about regards to the Red Sox baseball, 617-779-7937. First, we're going to do a little trending now.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, first out of the gate, when a transaction happens within the time slot of the show, we lead the trending now with it. The Red Sox have completed a trade for Josh Osich. They have acquired Zach Bryant, who I direct messaged on with Twitter. I said, can you come on at 5:45? He said, hey, Rob, I'd love to be on the show, but is there another time I could do it another day? Sure thing. He says, just let me know when. So
maybe Zach, the first DM to ever make it to trending now.
That Zach Bryant will be on the live BP baseball show.
That's good.
Okay. And welcome to the Boston Red Sox organization. Speaking of which, they will be on the radio station, the 850 AM portion of the radio station, tomorrow at 105. Will Fleming, Joe Castiglione with the call. Yes, spring training baseball is upon us. The Bruins, they lost last night. They got blown out. The Celtics, they won last night. Kemba Walker put up 32. Yippee. Patriots, Edelman, he might not be playing when the season starts next year, according to Ian Rappaport. But Ian Rappaport also says all the opt-out guys are coming back, and that is what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Time now for the live BP baseball show.
Ball point, boom, net, net, ball, net, done.
With Rob Bradford and Steve Peralt.
Throw a ball to the stick, man.
More baseball talk now.
We have some pillows. We have some pillows on the dirt.
Bradford and Peralt on WEEI.
What's it been like having Alex back this time around?
It's awesome. To be completely honest with you, it was like he never left for me. I stayed in contact with him throughout all of last year, all of last offseason. You know, I didn't play last year, so it's awesome, though. You know, I know what he brings to the table. You guys know what he brings to the table. Our players, our fans know what he brings to the table. We're excited about it. You know, I think having him back is a key part to this whole thing moving forward more smoothly, faster, and just as a unit, it's going to be better. I think everybody's excited about that.
Well, that was Chris Sale on the Greg Hill Show?
I believe so.
All right, Greg Hill Show. Who asked the question?
I thought that was you asking the question.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the voice.
Oh, no, you know what that was? That wasn't. That's why I questioned it. It was me.
It was you.
It was me from the Zoom call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It sounded like but a different version of you. I was like, what is this?
Oh, it's because it's COVID? Was it COVID, Rob?
It was COVID, Rob. That was COVID, Rob. By the way, I have that in my back pocket for another month, COVID fog.
Or it might have been Todd Bradford. What did Mike Gioseffi call you? Was it Chad? It was Chad Bradford.
Chad Bradford. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Robert Farnsworth Bradford. That's my name. That's Steve Peralt. What's your middle name?
Andrew.
That's very, very proper, whole thing. Nothing to goof around about.
No, there's really, I love that. When I realized it was probably, I don't know when it was, probably elementary school, I'm like, my name's good. I don't have a bad name. Like, there are a lot of kids that you get made fun of for their name. I didn't have that.
Sure. Chris Sale. So one of the things Chris Sale talked about, not necessarily in that interview that he did with me, evidently, but on the Greg Hill Show yesterday, it came up about changing baseball. And when... This has been a topic that's been coming up lately. comes up this time of year, particularly about how do you change baseball, what Major League Baseball is doing to change baseball, what can they do to change baseball. As we said at the beginning of the show, I think more and more players have gotten their head around and say, hey, you know what, this is boring. This is pretty boring. And there has been, Major League Baseball has obviously failed miserably a lot and a lot of steps along the way. I remember one time they limited the walk-up music. You remember that?
Yeah, which was dumb. That was something I loved.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Garagiola Jr. came on with Joe and I in spring training. Oh, what are you doing different? Like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to limit the walk-up music.
It was also noticeable. Like, you'd announce the player, the song would play, and it would get cut off immediately. And it's like, what's even the point of the walk-up if I can't be, like, digging in and having, you know, like, Eminem playing in the background? That's the point.
Right.
The point is to have your home field and have a little bit of swagger going into the box instead of cutting it off immediately after playing it. I used to hate that.
Well, the guy that we ran down and talked to at the time was Shane Victorino with Three Little Birds.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah. I don't want to limit. What are you talking about? You're cutting it off at 15 seconds.
Even though the fans kind of carry that on, which was good. I like that. They would keep as first, second pitch. That's they're still true. Singing the song.
Yes.
But no, that was so dumb. And we've talked about it many a time on this program. Bradford, Chad Bradford, WEEI. I don't understand why we need to keep coming back to this topic, because there's not going to be a real answer. There's not going to be some like, oh, wait a second, guys. Like, you're just searching in the attic and you found some like, wait, look what I got. It's less mound visits. It's shortening the walk-up song. It's you have to stay in there for three pitches. The game's going to take longer. It's going to take longer. And it pisses me off every time. It's like, and you are true. It's always around this time. It's always around the start of spring training when baseball's back, and it's going to happen again. You know, when we have later games and extra innings and all that, I understand it. But the game takes longer. Deal with it. I am sick of people, especially non-baseball fans, coming into our territory and be like, well, I don't watch because, you know, it's too long. We don't care. We don't care. Watch whatever you watch. Watch LeBron. I don't care. Just stop coming on here.
We've talked a little bit about this, but there's so many examples of why exactly what you're talking about, it's baseball. And that's, I got the Rick Porcello quote, which I always come back to. He's like, listen, it's baseball. Either you like baseball or you don't.
Exactly.
Jonathan Papelbon years ago said, if you go to a movie and it's a good movie and it's three or four hours long, it is what it is. It's a good movie. So we know that baseball isn't changing. Like, you can change, to me, the pitch clock is, if you saw it, it'd be the pace of the game would be better, so forth and so on. But you talk about this time of year, I'll never forget David Ortiz, the year that they did the whole thing about you can't take one foot out of the batter's box. Remember that one?
Yeah, he got very upset.
He got furious because he didn't know anything about it. And then a year later, he says, that was the best thing that happened to me because I thought about the next pitch instead of the last. The pitch clock would be the same thing. Chris Sale was on with Greg Hill yesterday, and he talked about, you know, what would you change? And he says, basically, I would, you know, eliminate shifts. And this is a guy who, you know, shifts would seem to help you for a pitcher.
The eliminate the shift thing, I think, is weird because, I mean, to what degree? Like, are we going to have, like, spray-painted lines in the field where the second baseman can't cross over? Like, that's a little odd. How do you police that, the shift? Because, like,
you say that guy can't go over to the second base side.
Is that it? But it's like, what does that do? Who cares? Does that really make that big a difference?
No.
No. So, whatever.
You know, but it does bug me because it's like, why can't, I don't care if you're a power hitter or whatever, why can't you learn to bunt?
Yeah.
I remember Joe Maddon.
Go opposite field.
Yeah, Joe Maddon saying a few years ago when this whole thing was kicking up, he said, listen, you know, you're going to see in the minor leagues them teaching guys to beat the shift.
Yeah.
But you know what? No, they haven't.
Yeah.
It seemed logical at the time, but they haven't.
Also, a lot of the younger pitchers are realizing and are growing up pitching quicker. It's get the ball, throw the ball. My guy Red Sox Stats, incredible Twitter account, had mentioned this week watching Jack Leiter that it was very catch, throw. It's like, and he throws gas, so obviously the pitches get there pretty quick.
He's in the pitch clock, right?
No, yes, but I'm just saying they're in that mindset now where it's like they're going to get to the bigs. Now these guys are going to show up And even if there isn't a pitch count or a pitch clock, rather,
I would like to think so. And that's what a lot of people were saying.
You think the bigs are going to slow them down because there's
no
not the clock?
So here's what happens. Like, that was the prevailing thought, that you would do this in the minors and by the time you get to the big leagues. But then you start seeing David Price. Then you start seeing Matt Barnes. And then you start seeing and say, oh, well, you know, it becomes a little bit longer, then a little bit longer. And I'll use an example where chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, we're gonna cut off chewing tobacco in the minor leagues. Well, everyone see Rafi Devers? Like, you ever see him? He was in the minor leagues when this all started, and like he got to the major leagues, and there you go.
Just reminds me of Tito Francona with the nastiest thing ever: a huge wad of chewing tobacco wrapped in bubble gum. That is about as gross as it gets, but he would do that every game, apparently. So, yeah, I thought it was funny when they – I don't know if this was a Massachusetts thing. I think it was, or a New England thing maybe, where they weren't – it was illegal to have chewing tobacco, like, at these venues.
Oh, in the bullpen, yeah, in public.
But in the dugout, that counted, right? And that counts as in the dugout, too.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing to myself, thinking, like, how are they going to police that? Like, what are they going to say? Like, oh, spit it out. Like
they didn't.
They didn't do anything. If anything, like, they would pan to the dugout and guys are spitting, you know, chewing tobacco like it's the 90s.
Well, Heath Hembree, I mean, wakes up in the morning with a dip in his mouth.
Yeah, goes to bed with one. Yeah,
exactly.
There are certain guys. Brian Daubeck used to be a big dip guy, or he might have just like been spitting all the time. But I don't understand how that was going to be policed, and they never actually policed it. But back to the initial point, I don't get why so many people get upset about this whole, you know, speed up the game thing, when the things that are pitched to you, the ideas that are pitched to you, I think all of them basically stink. Like, the pitch clock, fine, I'll give you that. That's the one thing where I'm like, okay, if you want to incorporate that, I do consistently go back to the fact I think it gives the base runner the advantage knowing when the guy has to throw the ball, but whatever, I guess you get used to that as part of the game, kind of like a guy starting on second base in extra innings, whatever, we get used to it as part of the game. But there's no actual thing that's going to really make the game that much faster. Like, to the speed in which people want. I think people want it to be like a soccer game. Like, it's a guaranteed 2 hours, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen. So the quicker people get over that, the better. Because it's, especially Manfred, I mean, he's he'll find a way to do the thing that makes absolutely no sense and maybe make the game longer.
It comes back to your original point, though. I mean, the time of the game, it's not going back to 2:30. It's just not.
No. You have Mark Burley on the mound.
What will be interesting to me is the whole launch angle thing, where everyone's like, hey, you know what? We got to beat the shifts by hitting the ball like high in the air. Like, no, well, you can hit it hard and hope for the best.
Yeah.
But it just is that you have Sale, you have these guys who are asked this question. We could probably ask Bobby Daubeck and he would have given an answer. But these guys are saying now that, hey, we understand that the game can be boring. And isn't that what we're here to do, Steve?
Trying to liven up the
game. We're here to make it very, very clear that the game doesn't have to be boring. The game can be talked about.
And the Red Sox don't have to be boring. Alex Cora, I think, used that exact line of like, yeah, there are a lot of boring guys on
this
team.
Was one of the ones who was saying this.
Yeah.
I mean, he was one of the ones who sat home and he said, I get it.
Yeah.
I get this. This isn't great.
I get the concept, but again, until you give me some idea that I think actually will make the games 2:30 to 3 hours, then just shut up, because it's not going to happen.
I can tell you, and you mentioned the with Daubeck, the tunnel thing with the dugout.
Oh, tunnel time, yeah.
Yeah, tunnel time. So, but I can tell you, because when you're at the games and there's no fans, you can hear the dugouts, and the Red Sox had one of the most dead-ass dugouts in of any of the teams that were playing.
Yeah.
The other side was noticeable every single time how much more they were. And I get it. You're getting your brains beat in.
Yeah.
But that was a big thing. My guess is this year it's going to be different.
Oh, it absolutely will be. There's no doubt. I mean, you're going to have Alex Cora as the manager, Ron Renicki. He was something. He was something in terms of bringing the energy. It was the exact opposite. So, yeah.
All right. John in Rhode Island has a thought on this. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Nice listening to you. So I think that you're right. Baseball, the timing, the quickness of the game is not gonna be different. It's not going to be changed. So I'm 28. I love baseball, but I understand that it's boring. I think that the way baseball is broadcasted could ultimately change baseball. So, like, maybe different camera angles, like a GoPro on, like, the batter's helmet or, like, the pitcher's hat, like – seeing what they're actually seeing, it could, like, make it feel like the game is sped up, but it's not, and it would be more entertaining. Because, I mean, when you're at the baseball game, like at the park, the game is entertaining. You know, you're not thinking about the speed of the game. You're involved with it. But on TV, it's just, you know, it's really hard to sit there for 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, just pure baseball with the same angles all the time. You know, like the XFL, when they first came out, the NFL adopted some of the camera angles that they took. You know, I think baseball could definitely, you know, amp up the way they broadcast the game to increase, to make it feel like it's quicker, but it would definitely increase, I think, ratings if they did that. I just want to hear what you guys thought.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. And this is sort of you're scratching right where I itch when it comes to trying to figure out broadcasts and how they're changing. Yeah. And obviously, we're rights holders of radio, and I know radio and TV is a little bit different, but this is the great white whale for both mediums. It just is.
Yeah. To that point, to John's point there, Steve Ballmer, the Clippers owner, former CEO of Microsoft, I heard him on a podcast a couple of years ago, and it was very entertaining, him talking about the concept that we're only about 3, 4, maybe 5 years away from you as a fan at home being able to be Chris Paul for that game.
Well, they're doing the Nesson dabbled with the virtual reality a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
For
no,
like a
true.
Week.
But like I got very excited as a fan because they're doing everything they possibly can to try to have the technology where you can follow a player's path on the court during the game. And baseball, I thought, has done a great job with the interviews, I would say more before and at, like the mic'd up players. I care more about that maybe during BP. I thought it's been pretty cool with Nesson seeing what they've been doing recently. And I just think that idea of I'm JD Martinez for this game, maybe not a great example because he's not in the field, but I'm Kike Hernandez and I get to see his point of view. That would be pretty awesome. And I don't think we're that far from it based off of what Steve Ballmer said.
Well, the other night with the Nesson thing during the workout, the angle that they had out being in the outfield with Alex Verdugo, I bet a lot of people didn't even understand what that looked like.
I know. It's not, like, I've been on the field a couple of times, and it's kind of mind-blowing how different it looks than you think it would. It's like this place, like Fenway's the smallest park in the bigs, but when you're on the field, you're like, this is nuts.
Someone played in the media game, let me tell you.
No, I know.
But I will say this before we get to the next call. You know, I will say this, is that somebody, I was doing a project on this exact topic the other day, and Trevor Bauer.
My favorite.
Yeah, he was talking about this. And one of the things he brought up, which was interesting, said, listen, what MLB doesn't do for their broadcast is they don't tell stories. They're not getting the storylines. So, and we have to talk about this, and we have to do a better job of this even here at this station or maybe even in Nesson. It's no longer, hey, go listen to the show. Go listen to the broadcast. You got to tell me why. You got to tell me because this guy hates that guy. That guy owns that guy. You have to give me some storylines.
I remember during the playoffs last year, I think you and I talked about this, might have been on the Bradfo show, when ESPN had Ramon Laureano, the A's center fielder, mic'd up during the game, during a playoff game. And I was like, this is one of the dumbest ideas of all time, because you could tell, like, it's a playoff game. Like, it's like do or die.
You shouldn't have to do that during a playoff
game. And you're interviewing the center fielder who very much did not want to be interviewed. He was giving them nothing answers. And he swore just because he, like, got a bad jump on a ball. And I'm like, well, that's going to happen. Like, that's going to happen. It's a terrible idea. But during the season, I'm not as against it. I think the right move is to have someone in the dugout. Like, Martin Perez had told us on Section 10 that, like, when he's not pitching, he'd love to be mic'd up during the games. Like, that's cool.
I mean,
I love that.
You could do it. You could actually have someone, the pitcher who pitched the day before, sitting at the end of the dugout, tweeting during an inning.
Yeah.
That's it.
But even, like, some of those interviews they do, and I understand there are, you know, broadcast booth to dugout interviews. I get that that happens sometimes during the games. A lot of them feel, like, forced. If you just have the guy mic'd up, you know, he's maybe spitting seeds or whatever. He's in his element. I care way more about that. Then the, all right, ready camera one, now look up above the bleacher. Like, that's where I care way more about that than the forced interview.
Okay, Emerson in Boston. Emerson, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Big fan here.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, dude, took you long enough. Emerson Lotsia, Nesson, DraftKings, everything. He has a podcast, too. This guy's doing everything.
Dude, so you guys are talking about a point of view from, like, the players, like, on Nesson and all the amazing stuff we're doing.
Wait, hold on, Emerson. This is Emerson Lotsia of Nesson.
Yeah, I just said it. All right, Emerson, go for it.
Dude, listen to him, Rob. So what I was going to say is you want to see my point of view from the couch and me crushing the teleprompter every night, you can follow me on Instagram at @the_Emerson.
He probably just can't see. I've tried to get Emerson, my boy, on for the last like 3 to 4 weeks. He probably just came on just to get some more IG followers. But you do a good job, though, Emerson, with the IG stuff.
All the stars come on this show. You know that, Emerson.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I'm well aware. I've sat in that chair before, Steve. I know the amount of pressure that you are feeling sitting across and staring at Rob Bradford deep into his soul and through his eyes.
It's not easy, but I do enjoy the setup with the couch. I think that's very good. I love what you guys are doing there. Emerson, question for you. You have to talk about the Red Sox. You have to talk about these other teams on a nightly basis. What are your thoughts about the Red Sox heading into this season?
you know what? Nowhere to go but up,
exactly.
Right, guys?
Yeah.
Got this. We're glass half full around here. I don't know if you've noticed that when you watch us.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think
much as was the case when I drafted you first overall.
Oh, can we talk about that drama? Because you were upset about it. Yeah, talk, please.
In the media flag football game at Fenway Park.
This is, first off, a bunch of crap. Because I heard that Jamai, who, by the way, you know, leaving after hours because he can't handle the hour workload every night. So he's going to go over and work for the Red Sox and do that whole thing on our Red Sox broadcast. So let me get me started with that guy. But I needed a quarterback. You drafted me overall. I'm the biggest athlete among media members in this market. There's no question about it. But you need a quarterback. It's like you could put Randy Moss on the Patriots right now, and he has no one to throw the football to him. You got to give me a quarterback, buddy.
It's a fair point.
In case people don't know, I was the quarterback, and all I know, Emerson, is that something happened. You dropped a pass at the very...
Right, first off, that's not true. There was no pass that ever touched my hands. I'm sorry.
Emerson, first of all, congratulations on your great success in all the things that you do.
Thank you very much.
Second of all, did you hear us talk about Aaron Judge's teeth?
No, what happened? I'm a big fan of the show, but I miss most of it.
He got new teeth. Did you see that?
He got new teeth.
Did you see that this week?
But we got a dentist on to figure out how much do you think that cost to get new teeth?
To get new teeth? Probably like, I don't know, maybe like $2,000.
No.
It's like $50,000.
$50,000.
It's insane.
So what do you do? Do you just, you have someone else's teeth? Do you put teeth over your teeth? I'm confused.
Yeah, how do you build the teeth? That's a great point. Emerson, question for you, though. A person of solid teeth, myself as well. Do you think it's weird for people just to get new teeth? Just to show up like, hey, guys, what's up? And it's like, dude, don't act like this isn't weird. You just have new teeth.
I'm telling you what, we're all going to like return to the offices like one day. And a bunch of people, I'm telling you right now, all like the millions of listeners who are dialed in right now.
Yeah.
A lot of your coworkers and former teammates are going to look a lot different. There are going to be some who are a little hairier. Some are thicker. Some are going to be a little lighter. Some may have less hair. Some will have more hair on the top of their head, and some will have new teeth.
But you didn't answer the question. Do you think that's weird? I think that's bizarre to just show up with new teeth.
All right, well, my question to you is, if you're going to get new teeth, are you supposed to tell everyone you're getting new teeth first, or do you just have to prepare yourself to have that conversation with people when they're like, yo, what is up with your teeth?
Fair point. I think if you're going to actually get the new teeth, showing up and just having the new teeth is kind of funny, and not telling anybody. It's just like, whoa, yo. Yeah, you can't just come in here with new teeth.
Again, the reason we're talking about it, because this week it was one of the biggest storylines of the entire week.
That's spring training for you, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's been a crazy news week, Rob. So, yeah, of course his teeth are right up there.
All right, Emerson, I'm sorry, we got to go. Will you call back next week, please?
Please.
Wait, what? Really? That's it?
No, we got to go. We're
up against the break. You understand.
You know the
this?
Radio biz.
Come
we got to go.
Hey, show business, boys. I know. Okay, I'll talk to you later, too.
Thanks for calling. Later, Emerson Lotsia, the great Emerson Lotsia. We got to go to break. Be back right after this.
Now back on the Live BP Baseball Show with Brad Vo and Steve on WEEI.
All right, it's been the live BP Baseball Show. We'll be back next Saturday, 4 o'clock. I'll be in Fort Myers. Steve will be here. Steve Peralta, any last word?
Another great show.
Another great show. Thank you to Bobby Dahlback. Thank you to Dr. Jeff. Thank you to Emerson Lazia. We'll see you next week.